Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards. Welcome to Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 143, verses 7 and 8. David wrote, "Come quickly, Lord, and answer me, for my depression deepens. Don't turn away from me, or I will die. Let me hear of your unfailing love each morning, for I am trusting you. Show me where to walk, for I give myself to you." Depression is tragically common and is one of the world's most pervasive health conditions. It's estimated that one in three women and one in five men have an episode of major depression before the age of 65. King David was clearly given to bouts of depression, and in this psalm he reveals the depth of his despair. He'd been pursued by his enemy and knocked to the ground. He describes himself as losing all hope and being paralyzed by fear. Many famous people throughout history have suffered from depression. 4 years before she went to the Crimea, Florence Nightingale wrote, "O weary days, O evenings that never end. For how many long years I've watched that drawing room clock and thought it would never reach 10. In my 31st year, I see nothing desirable but death." 20 years before he became US president, Abraham Lincoln wrote, "I'm now the most miserable man living. Whether I shall ever be better, I cannot tell. I awfully forebode I shall not. To remain as I am is impossible." It was said of him that melancholy dripped from him as he walked. It's wonderful to reflect on the recovery that both Nightingale and Lincoln experienced and the amazing contribution that they made to the world. In his depression, David turned to God. Each morning he reminded himself of the unfailing love of the Lord. He was confident that God would save him and guide his steps. If you ever meet someone suffering from depression, there's nothing better that you could do than encourage them to follow David's example. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we pray for those who are depressed today. May they find the peace that only you can give. Amen. Well, thank you for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion, or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.